I'm Max, a genderless blob from Fine.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just heard something from the newish band that's local. They're called Championship Lawnmower. And the song is Mean Fast One from their new record, Babies. So you can find that on Bandcamp if you want. That's awesome. And they are a co-ed band fronted by Luna. I forget her last name, and I'm trying to find the other band members' names, but I can't find it right now. But anyways, there you go. Championship Lawnmower. Now, as I was driving down Kingsway, I was like, looked over to the right as I was heading, I guess, sort of southeast, And I was like, whoa. And there's a store. It is called Championship Lawnmower. It's like kind of, if I remember correctly, it's in the sort of Kingsway Fraser area. And there you go. So that's where the name came from. Yes. All right. So I'm here with you all until 8. And it is 6:36. My show is mostly Canadian music. And let's see what the date. What's the date today? Today's the 13th. Is it the 13th? Oh, it is. I thought it was the 12th all day. Really? It's the 13th. Okay. I'm checking because I want to see when my last show here is. Because I'm leaving July 8th to go back to my home region. It's the 27th. Okay. Therefore, yep, I shall not be here. Okay, so next show is my last show for the summer. And my show is every second Wednesday. So that's important to know. So don't listen next. Well, you can listen. Hey, you should always listen to CITR, but I will not be here. All right, let's continue with some music. We're going to move on and listen to something from this guy out of Philly. His name is Ron Gallo. And I haven't heard this song in a while. When I first heard it, I was just like blown away. And so this is a good thing. I have not yet, you know, overplayed it and gotten sick of it. So we're going to hear the song, Young Lady, You're Scaring Me. This is off his record, Heavy Meta. And it is incredibly amazing. That's all I can say. And let's take a listen. How does that sound, folks? All right. The station is CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this right here is Ron Gallo.
No need, get out, take your purse. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and out of Detroit, that is the Detroit Cobras. Well, they should be out of Detroit with a name like that, right? We heard the song with Body and Soul, and you can find that off a recording called The Original Recordings. That's what it's called. And it is like unreleased songs and singles from 95 to 97 by the Detroit Cobras. Now, those guys were on Sympathy for the Record Industry, which is pretty cool. They were signed back in like 98. Yeah, and there you go. So let's see what else I could tell you we played. Oh, yeah, Peach Kelly Pop. So it's the first time I've played that. I want to say band, but it's just a female. It's just a girl who is Peach Kelly Pop. So she's actually Canadian out of Ottawa. Her name is Allie Hanlon. And Peach Kelly Pop you can find on Burger Records. She lives in L.A., and she tours like with friends. So that's the deal with Peach Kelly Pop. All right. Before that, we heard Ron Gallo with a song, Young Lady, You're Scaring Me, from the record released about a year and a half ago called Heavy Meta. Heavy Meta. The time is 6:49. And let's continue listening to music of a, I don't know, mostly Canadian vein, but not always. What do I have next for us? Oh, I've got something from the band. So I played a song from Detroit, so Michigan, of course, and I'm going to continue on my Michigan trip with playing something from the Lansing band Cheap Girls. Yeah, let's see what we got here. So this is a really good record. It is called Famous Graves, and I'm going to play the song Thought Senseless. That's what we got right here. And stay tuned. I will be here until 8. I'm Anita B. That's who I am. And hey, you can always go to CITR.ca and check out a plethora of podcasts. Tons of podcasts. You can just anything. It's amazing where we are today versus where we were, you know, like, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. It's crazy. Back then, everything was just so... You did a show and then it went off into the airwaves and that was that. And so there was, in a way, there was less pressure. It was just like, I'm going to come in and do my show and off I go. And if it sucks, it sucks. It doesn't. So now I'm actually, I find myself putting a little bit more effort into my show because I'm like, well, people could actually listen to this if they really wanted to. And I know there's like a whole two of you out there. So thank you if you are listening. There you go. Yeah, what am I playing? Right here. This is Cheap Girls. Wow. Somebody's clapping. Are you clapping for me? Yay. That was pretty awesome, wasn't it? That was weird. Okay. I should have sound effects. I should just do that. Have people clap for me. All right. This is, as I mentioned, Cheap Girls out of Lansing, Michigan with the song Thought Senseless on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
But a constant One more as I took till I finally found one more. One more as I took till I finally found I'm thought senseless. I'm thought senseless. I'm thought senseless. I'm thought senseless.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Yeah.
grass, plucking songs out of the past. Oh, Joe, a red cat, throats filled with talent. The guide, the gatekeeper, the beast burst out.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am Anita B. That right there was Frog Eyes. That is new Frog Eyes. The record is called Violet Psalms, and we heard the song A Strand of Blue Stars. Those guys are out of Victoria, and they've been around for a while. Their record that they released back in 07 was a... I loved it. Really, really good. Some very strange, long songs. It's just kind of all over the place. Very, very eclectic. That's the best way to describe those guys. So there you go. Before Frog Eyes, we heard Waves, W-A-V-V-E-S, Waves, Waves. Those guys are out of California. We heard the song Demon to Lean On from their record released back in 2013, Afraid of Heights. And prior to that, Broken Social Scene with the song Canada versus America off their EP To Be You and Me, which was released back in like 04 or 05. There you go. The time is 7:12. Oh, let's find out what's going on with the weather. Let's just see. I believe that the weather forecast is good. Weather Vancouver. The sun is streaming in, which is very nice. So my mood is pretty okay. Pretty good. Okay, today is Wednesday the 13th. I thought it was the 12th all day. Wednesday the 13th. So that means tomorrow is Thursday, and the high tomorrow, it's only 18. So it's pretty chilly. I don't know. What is the average high around this time of the year? A little warmer than that, I think. So 18 degrees Celsius, but sunny with a chance of a shower. So it looks pretty good. Friday is the same with a high of 19. And then we hit the weekend and 24 and 26. Saturday is mainly sunny, and Sunday says it's just fully a Sunday. So that's pretty good. And I have baseball on both days. So yes. Okay. I'll be having a good weekend. 7:14. That is the time. So I'm here until 8, at which point McConan and his show Mixed Cassette come on. So tune into him. He's a cool dude. I like him. He's a cool cat. And, the Tigers are playing right now. Well, they might be done, but I started watching the game before I left the house. So I've got the good old MLB TV where you can pause it. And, of course, there's always that time, though, when I'm talking to somebody. For example, my friend Jess, she's like... We're talking. She sent me a picture. She was actually at the Boston Tigers game not too long ago. And I was like, oh, that's cool. She sends me a picture of Miggy. She knows I love Miggy. And then, of course, I was like busy and I was like running around. And I didn't have time to like say, do not tell me the score, because I am just starting to watch the game. I had invested about half of the game in myself. Like, I've gotten about halfway through. And then she texts me back. She's like, yeah, it's a shame they lost. I was like, oh, I hate you. Ugh. Anyways, that's the thing too. So if you're a baseball fan and you have MLB TV, the thing you have to really be careful of is do not go on social media such as Twitter, or be really careful like Instagram if you follow like your team, Facebook, all that stuff, because, you know, you'll be like just opening it because you're bored or something, and then it'll pop up. Like, heartbreaking loss, and you're like, oh, Jesus. All right. So anyways, let's move on. Let's see what else we have coming up here. Did I tell you? Oh, yeah, King Tough. That's what we have. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we're going to hear the song from King Tough. What is it? Bad Thing. Yeah, I'm going on a little tangent here. All right. Am I ready? Not really. Okay, good. Oh, here we are. Yeah, this is from the record released. Holy moly, it's already been 6 years ago. That's crazy. It's self-titled, but interestingly enough, this was not their first release. This was, I want to say, like, maybe their third release. It's just unusual how bands sometimes, once in a blue moon, they'll, like, you know, name a later release. Like, they will give it a self-titled. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk. I've had a long day. It's like the end of the school year for me. I teach high school. And I've just been like really busy. And it's all good. I'm not complaining at all, because I'm almost done. Almost done for the whole summer. So, you know, I've got that like sweet taste in my mouth. The taste of like freedom. And it's coming. So, you know, but still, I forget that I am working my ass off. Like, I'm teaching a whole new class this year, which is like I've never taught before. I teach social studies. So I'm teaching the old grade 11 curriculum, which has now been brought down to 10th grade. So things like World Wars One and Two and the Cold War and yada yada, you name it, I've got it. Anything I think throughout the 1900s is my deal. I'm teaching it all. Canada and how it relates to the rest of the world. And point of my story is I need to make a final exam up, which I'm doing. I'm in the midst of it. And there's no good teacher manual, and there's like nothing I can use. So I'm working it, man. But it's a good exam. So far, I'm like question 32 into it. I think I'm going to give them 95 questions. I think that would be good. 95 multiple choice. Some written portion, of course. You don't care. But there we go. I'm going to stop talking. I promise. Here we are. This is King Tough. on... No, that's not King Tough. Let me just... Oh, boom. Let's try this again. Oh, much better. Okay, King Tough. This is the song Bad Thing. It was released 6 years ago. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Man, what do you guys want to do tonight?
Man, there's never anything to do in this town. Yeah. Opening Monsieur
Tufts House of Wax.
Should we go to it?
Yeah, let's call the crew. Let's go. It's a party.
Yeah. I make a frown, I always wear it upside down. Cause life is carnage, I once was lost, but now I'm floundered. And running late for my funerary date. Burn me later, could you smile while you die?
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
I was born with a lucky idiot on my door. Put down your last claim. Siphoned out the feeling. Can't you act responsibly? You're the sick pup who created me. Burn out and fade. I'll convalesce you right into the grave.
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is Misfits, of course, with the song Skulls from 1982 off their record Walk Among Us. I was in a Misfits cover band, myself and two other girls. So, of course, we were called the Misfits. But then one of the girls went away, and then we got a guy, and then we didn't really know what to call ourselves. But that was one of the songs we covered, and we never played live, but, you know, there you go. That's the Misfits. Speedy Ortiz was in there before that with the song Lucky 88 from their very new record Twerp Verse, and it is the song that I cannot get out of my head. That's the song that is permanently in my brain, and it's a good one. I guess any song that's stuck in your head is one that you would like. Let's hope. All right. Actually, I take that back. No, there have been some songs that I actually quite dislike that have been stuck in my head forever. And it'll come to me. There's one in particular from like the 90s that, I hated it, but I just couldn't get it out of my head. And I'm choosing not to remember it, actually, because then it will get back in my head. Anyways. All right. So, Speedy Ortiz. Those guys are from Massachusetts, by the way. Before that, we heard something from local band Brutal Poodle with the song Anna's Gone from their new record, Long Time No See. It is 7:33, and my name is Anita B., and I'm here with you all for the next 27 minutes. And I don't know what else to tell you except that we should listen to some more music. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So we're going to slow things down a bit. We're going to hear something from Roy Orbison, of all people. We're going to hear the song I Drove All Night. It's a beautiful song. And this is an interesting song because it was not written by him. It was written by two guys, and Cyndi Lauper picked the song up. And it was actually it was originally intended for Roy Orbison. Okay. Cyndi Lauper picked up the song and released it. And then he then recorded it in 87, only a year before he died. And there you go. So that is I Drove All Night. You can find it on the record. It's a B-side, as a matter of fact. Okay. Roy Orbison version. So it came out on his 92 posthumous album called King of Hearts. That is what I'm trying to tell you. All right. I've had a long day. I've had a very long day. I just want to go home and watch my baseball game. But, you know, music's awesome. So this is an awesome distraction to my obsession. I've been like, whoa, I got to turn that down. I'm having issues. I always have issues. All right. Yeah, I've been like obsessively like into baseball lately. It's just so therapeutic for me. Anyways, if I don't get a piece of baseball every day, there's something like that's kind of missing. And I'm soaking it all in because, you know, before you know it, it'll be November and the drought will start. But anyways, let's hear some Roy Orbison here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning. Falling apart. No matter where I go, to make love to you. Is that all right? I drove all night. We could taste two sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you.
Elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***? It's a script. I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Curry.
Here in trees, land.
My voice completely. Was it ever really there? What a way to just believe in empathy and care. What is it about me that makes you so uncomfortable? Can we just exist without your hate and control?
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Well, there's a funny thing that happens to me when I'm expecting to enjoy myself thoroughly. There's this one line at the back of my mind, and I can't help but think about it the whole time. It's I can't wait to remember this.
Thank you.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was pretty rad. That was Partner with the song Remember This from their record In Search of Lost Time. Now, those guys are now based out of my hometown of Windsor, Ontario, which is super exciting because there's not a lot of cool things that have come out of Windsor. I mean, really, So they're originally, I believe, out of New Brunswick. They're from the Maritimes. And then the two-piece female band Partner are now living in Windsor. How exciting is that? All right, before that, we heard Bully. That's a band out of Tennessee on Sub Pop. And we heard the song Hate and Control off their new record, Losing. And Hayden in there before that from 1996. Can you imagine? Holy moly. I love that movie, Trees Lounge. Do you guys remember it? So it's from the compilation entitled Music from the Motion Picture Trees Lounge. Hayden. All right. And Roy Orbison in there before that. So the time is 7:53. And my name is Anita B. And I'm saying adios, amigos. I'm out of here in 6 minutes. But please stay tuned to McConan and his show, Mix Cassette. So what do I have next? Let's take a look. I have some new pornographers. That's what I have. So the question is, what song do I have? I'm actually still kind of trying to figure it out. I really like old new pornographers. Is that an oxymoron? I like old new pornographers. Okay. Versus the new old pornographers. The old pornographers suck. Anyways. Okay, let's just go with Whiteout Conditions. That's like something that's a little newer. You know what? We're gonna go with this song from the record Electric Version from 2003. That's what we got. This should be probably the last song of the evening for me. So this is such a good record. Love it. And the song we're gonna hear is called "It's Only Divine Right." As I mentioned, from Electric Version. Now, this I'm sure was a Mint Records release. Because the first couple were on Mint. And then I think Matador got involved. Anyways, there you go. So I'm going to stop talking and hopefully you can, tune me in next week. Sorry, next show, which is in 2 more weeks from now. So What is it today? The 13th? I guess that would be 14 days from now, which is the 27th, Wednesday, 6:30 until 8. In the meantime, I'm going to leave us right now here with the New Pornographers. These guys, if you know nothing about them, they're out of Vancouver. Local band, Carl Newman, fronts it, Nico Case, out of Washington, D.C., but not Washington State, so Tacoma. But she lived in Vancouver for a really long time when she went to Emily Carr Art School. Last I heard, Carl was living in like upstate New York. I want to say like Woodstock. And my old band back in the day, we played a couple shows with these guys, knew them quite well from the scene, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they made it. So good for them. Anyways, here we go. The New Pornographers on CITR 101.9 FM. Let me try that again. This is the New Pornographers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Go back. Come true, it's only divine.